During the time of year, mid-70s to lower 80s. Clouds will increase this evening and into the overnight. We're in the 40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. 65 to 70 on your Friday with scattered showers. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, warming up nicely. We're at 75 now in the nation's capital.
At 259.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
a Montgomery County high school student has been arrested and charged with threatening a school mass shooting.
Three sent to the hospital, including two kids, after a school bus crashes into a Virginia DMV building. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Day three of former President Trump's New York criminal hush money trial. Jury selection continues. Two jurors were dismissed today.
How drivers are adjusting to the Key Bridge collapse. A look at new data. I'm John Doman.
We throw away a lot of coins. When you throw away a coin, where does it go?
The Wall Street Journal is going to join us to talk about it coming up at 3:15.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now down 20 points. The NASDAQ getting hit again, down 71. The S&P down 11.
It is 3 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. A second juror has been dismissed from former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. CBS's Robert Costa reports she was concerned about her ability to put opinions aside.
Getting a jury that can really say and underscore that they can be impartial and fair in these proceedings, it's going to possibly take some more time. The judge is trying to move swiftly. That's evident with everything that's happened so far in this case. But at the same time, as quickly as they might want to move here, it still takes time to get that group together.
They'll need at least seven more to be seated before opening arguments. President Biden snagged a big presidential endorsement today from a rival's famous family. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Carrie Kennedy, the daughter of former senator and former attorney general Bobby Kennedy, led the charge.
The Kennedy family endorses Joe Biden for president.
Joined by several members of the iconic family, she did not endorse her own brother, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running as an independent.
She called Trump the most anti-democratic president in American history. Israel says it is still weighing a response to last weekend's attack from Iran, but that response could now be pushed. CBS's Robert Berger explains.
According to foreign media reports and also assessments here in Israel, it right now seems unlikely that Israel is going to retaliate against Iran until the end of the Passover holiday, the week-long holiday that begins on Monday.
The U.S. imposed sanctions against Iran today, targeting its drone production. Meantime, the FBI says it's also on alert for any potential threats to the Jewish communities ahead of Passover. The federal agency says anti-Jewish hate crimes have tripled since October 7th, and they're keeping an eye out for violence, especially at large gatherings or high-profile events. Redfin now reporting home sale prices are averaging 5% higher than this time last year. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
Combined with mortgage rates averaging 7.4%, the median monthly housing payment is a record high $2,775.
Prince William's back on royal duty. He visited volunteers at a food distribution facility today in West London, and later a youth center where some of that food is donated. That's his first official appearance since Kate's cancer diagnosis. Guitar legend Dickie Betts has died at 80. His family says he died at home in Florida from cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Betts co-founded the Allman Brothers Band back in 1969. He played lead guitar, wrote, and sang on some of their biggest hits. The band eventually making it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the 90s. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 3:03 on Thursday, April the 18th. We have sunshine, some clouds mixed in. Temperatures are in the mid-70s. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story this hour here on WTOP, an 18-year-old Wooten High School student is under arrest. His arrest comes after police uncover writing which talks about shooting up a high school or even an elementary school. WTOP's Mike Murillo joins us live with the latest. Mike.
Yeah, Sean. 18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, is a Wooten High School student, and his arrest comes after police were tipped off to a Google document he authored, which investigators say was about a transgender Asian student who wanted to shoot up his high school. While the first page of the Google document claims the details and the writings were fictional, police believe many of the details and situations match closely to the situation of the student from Rockville. According to court documents, the student has been hospitalized in the past for threatening to shoot up his school, along with having thoughts of suicide. The student's 129-page document had lines in it about how the main character wanted to become famous or infamous, and how the character also considered shooting up their former elementary school because, quote, little kids make easier targets, it said. The document gave police enough to search the teen's home where Google searches and devices, I should say, and Google searches came up in the mass shootings. Also, they found social media chats where he talked about school shootings and wanting to be a serial killer. The student is charged with making a threat of mass violence. Security has been stepped up around schools in the county, including Wooten, after the arrest. Montgomery County Public Schools says the student has been learning virtually only since 2022. Reporting live, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Thank you, Mike. It's 3:04. We are learning more about a crash in Fairfax County. It happened this morning and involved a school bus. Three people taken to the hospital after that bus crashed into a Virginia DMV building. It happened at Fairfax at the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads. That's where we find WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
The three who had to be taken to the hospital include the school bus driver and two kids. All are expected to be okay. Fairfax County Police say the bus driver swerved and crashed into the DMV building after a second vehicle failed to yield. The driver of that other vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. There's damage to the DMV building, the big dent in the wall where the bus hit, and when some DMV customers showed up today hoping to take care of some business, they were surprised to find that the building had been closed.
It's unexpected. I just found out when I got here, so I wish I knew this a little sooner. I'll probably have to take off another day and come back.
In Fairfax County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
3:05, new this afternoon, there's been an arrest in connection with that shooting at a Prince George's County LA Fitness last week. 24-year-old Nelson Ballard III has been charged with attempted first-degree murder, gun offenses, and other charges. Police say what started as an argument during a game of basketball ended with Ballard shooting a man on the court last Thursday. That man was taken to the hospital. He's in critical but stable condition.
3:06, tens of thousands of vehicles used to cross the Key Bridge in Baltimore each day. But since its collapse, drivers around that area have been forced to find another route. WTOP's John Doman tells us the impact is being felt up and down the Northeast Corridor.
With the loss of the Key Bridge around Baltimore, that means more traffic has to drive through that city. Maryland State Highway says since the collapse of the bridge last month, traffic through the Fort McHenry Tunnel along I-95 is up by about 11%. The 895 Harbor Tunnel right next to it has seen a 9% increase in traffic at the same time. Those tunnels already did about triple and double the volume of traffic along the Key Bridge, but trucks carrying hazardous materials aren't allowed inside of them. As a result, they're driving all the way around the Baltimore Beltway now. The stretch of 695 between I-70 and I-95 is seeing about 7% more trucks now as a result of the bridge collapse. John Dome in WTOP News.
3:07, the Caitlin Clark effect has now hit D.C. This June, the Mystics and the Indiana Fever will play at Capital One Arena to help handle what's expected to be a pretty big crowd. The announcement comes just the day after we told you some of the Mystics games could be moved to a bigger venue. They play at the Entertainment and Sports Arena in Southeast D.C. The Fever drafted Clark number one overall during the WNBA draft earlier this week. Capital One holds about 20,000 fans compared with the Southeast Arena, which where the Mystics usually play, it holds about 4,000. Tickets for the June 7th game go on sale next week. You can get more details at WTOP.com.
Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
What does CNBC stand for? I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Brighten your world with Meadows Farms during our blooming sale. Attention VIPs, enjoy a delightful 20% off all our in-stock azaleas, including the stunning encores, the vibrant roses featuring knockouts, rhododendrons, dogwoods, and more. Don't miss out on 20% discounts for our 4.5-inch premium annuals, all 1-gallon perennial creeping phlox, and all 1-gallon perennial dianthus. Discover more at meadowsfarms.com or visit any of our 17 family-owned Meadows Farms nurseries. Hurry, sale ends Wednesday. Come and plant a little happiness with us.
It's 3:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And it's a heavy Thursday. Lots of people cutting loose and contributing to congestion. Some interstates accepting heavier traffic earlier this afternoon, but there isn't much abnormal going on. No major incidents. Leaving D.C., outbound traffic on the freeways getting going. Sunny and upper 70s will do that. Into Virginia from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Beltway. Westbound congestion on 66 taking a little while longer to subside, even though HOV3 tolls are in effect. Beltway traffic heavy on both loops, heading for the Legion Bridge out of Tysons or Bethesda on the inner or outer loop, and some slow spots elsewhere have developed. In Montgomery County on Connecticut Avenue northbound, the Purple Line work might still be blocking the right lane, but it's not. If it still is, it's not really causing a backup. The crash on 50 eastbound at 202 is clear. Still working on one in Brandywine on 301 northbound at Missouri Avenue. And on 100 westbound near Route 1, there's a crash along the far right. 95 at the BW Parkway, some slowdowns have developed. 270 northbound, just brief delays all told, leaving Gaithersburg and passing Clarksburg. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
A mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the afternoon. Very mild temperatures considering the time of year. Mid-70s to lower 80s. Clouds will increase this evening and into the overnight. We're in the 40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. 65 to 70 on your Friday with scattered showers. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
All right, we're at 78 now in Annandale, 75 DuPont Circle, Germantown at 73, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Over to Jeff Claybaugh.
Long-term mortgage rates are now firmly back above 7%. Freddie Mac says a 30-year fix averaged 7.10% this week. It's first time back above 7% this year. It's also a quarter point higher than 30-year rates averaged just last week. New home builders still have demand. D.R. Horton, the largest builder of new houses in the country with a dozen active communities here in the D.C. area, sold 22,000 homes nationwide last quarter, 15% more than a year ago. D.R. Horton has 18,000 unbuilt homes that are under contract. This week is the 35th anniversary of CNBC. The business news channel launched April 17, 1989 by parent company NBC. CNBC seems like a play on NBC. That's coincidental. It actually stood for Consumer News and Business Channel.
Wow.
CNBC is now live 23 hours a day during the week. Wall Street's closing bell is less than an hour away. The Dow's up by just 25 points. The S&P 500 index is down just 5. The NASDAQ is down 44. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Your trusted federal partner in AI and data-driven high-tech solutions. Enoble First, elevating excellence everywhere. For more information, please visit enoblefirst.com.
Coming up on WTOP, we toss tens of millions of dollars worth of coins every year. That ain't chump change. So do they go to a landfill? We'll learn more about it with the Wall Street Journal in just a few. It's 312.
All right, DC, the wait is over. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is officially live. This is George Wallace, and right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. It's that simple. Place a $5 bet, and you get $150 in bonus bets. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on the $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/GW. That's FanDuel.com/GW to sign up today. Must be 18 and older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee. based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Later this hour, Latino families, kids, and parents say they need more information on substance use prevention. I'm Kate Ryan.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile. Bathroom remodeling has been my life for the past 38 years. All of us at Metropolitan have a passion for remodeling bathrooms. We live and breathe this stuff. We love what we do, and it reflects in every bathroom we've remodeled. Visit one of our four beautiful showrooms located in Annandale, Rockville, Bowie, or Towson. Call us at 1-800-NEW-BATH or visit us at metrobath.com. Bathroom remodeling, it's what we do, it's all we do.
When it comes to morning essentials, they're right behind a snug-fitting lid on your travel mug.
John Aaron and Michelle Bash.
Mornings on WTOP News.
Facts matter.
It's 3:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us. What?
When was the last time you used coins to pay for something? Well, in this era of Apple Pay and credit cards, change, for some people, not all, has become obsolete. Well, according to a company called ReWorld, $68 million worth of coins end up in the trash every year. So where does all that money go?
Well, joining us live is Oyin Adedoyin. She's personal finance reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Oyin, thanks so much for joining us. What happens to these coins that end up in the trash? This is so fascinating.
It really is. I mean, well, it's not like people are just chucking, you know, quarters and dimes and pennies into the garbage. It's actually coins that are getting stuffed into couch cushions or maybe left in your car and then vacuumed up on cleaning day.
Now, you, in your piece, talk about this company, ReWorld, that actually collects this money. How does it find the treasure and what does it end up doing with all the money?
ReWorld is a sustainable waste processing company, and so they get incinerated trash, you know, in the tons every single day. And they started to see that they were seeing more and more coins in the garbage. And so they created, you know, a coin recovery part of their operation just dedicated to washing, sorting, and then reprocessing all of the metals that they're finding, including all the coins that we throw away.
And what are they doing with all that money?
Well, they send it to a third party that counts the money and then redistributes it into local banking systems and therefore kind of putting it back into circulation. But they get to keep the profits.
Now, there's been a movement by some, or at least a thought by some, that here in the United States, we should get rid of the penny because it actually costs more to produce a penny than the penny's actually worth. Is there any truth to that? Is there a movement here in the U.S. to get rid of it?
Yeah, there are a few people that feel really strongly about it. I spoke with an economics professor at Wake Forest University for this story who has done research kind of looking at what it would mean for American consumers if we got rid of the penny. And he found that, you know, that would mean we'd have to round up to the nearest nickel. And that actually wouldn't cause any ripple in the effect of how much things would cost in the greater scale of things. And so he's been, you know, arguing that the government should get rid of the penny. And interestingly enough, you know, in places like New Zealand and Australia and Canada, they've gotten rid of their 1 cent pieces.
Oyin, and I'm intrigued by what the ReWorld company told you and then what you saw or they spotted for you when it came to coins. We're not just talking about quarters, dimes, nickels and pennies. There were other things that they were finding as well.
There were so many other things there. I got the chance to go to the facility early this month, and it was a rainy day, but you could still see kind of in the trash before they processed everything, little bits of metal. I saw soda cans, old rusty pipes, but also a lot of keys. So, you know, those keys that you lose, they find their way into the trash as well as other like foreign currency and foreign coins and old bus tokens and, you know, things like that.
Oyin, great story. Thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Thanks for having me.
Oyin Adedoyin is personal finance reporter for The Wall Street Journal.
And we are brought to you by the Costello College of Business at George Mason University, which educates aspiring entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Costello means business. Learn more at business.gmu.edu. Traffic and weather together on the 8th, and we'll head back to the traffic center. Dave Dildine.
In Georgetown, getting an unconfirmed report of a tractor-trailer striking some piece of infrastructure near the Whitehurst Freeway and the Key Bridge. We've got to dig into that a little bit. Might have to follow police direction if available. Meanwhile, on the other freeways throughout Washington, D.C., like 395, I-295, it's just business and slow as usual, but it's a heavy Thursday on the highways, not just through the district, but through the Maryland and Virginia suburbs as well. On 66, westbound delays are starting to ease now in Falls Church, but building beyond the Beltway near Oakton and Centerville. Volume delays certainly around the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia, quite heavy on both loops toward the American Legion Bridge. Leaving Alexandria, heading for Maryland on the outer loop at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, traffic in the local lanes is stacked. At National Harbor near I-295, I can barely make out at least one vehicle stopped in and blocking the left local lane on the outer loop. It's a terrible camera shot, but there's definitely something along the left side crimping the flow of traffic on the outer loop in the local lanes, and there's no other information available on it, of course. On the eastern side of the Beltway, otherwise, it's going to be volume delays. Police went looking for a crash on the inner loop near Kenilworth Avenue. They also went for a fender bender northbound on 95 north of 198. Or actually, I think it's a little north of 216, but it should be out of the way. 270 northbound, normal congestion beyond Germantown through Clarksburg. 50 outbound, heavy near Chevrolet, but good from the Beltway toward the Bay Bridge. 301 northbound at Missouri Avenue and Brandywine. The crash remains, and I think it's still just one lane getting by, I think. Marlow Furniture's floor sample sale is on. Save up to 60% on all furniture, plus free delivery. It's a limited-time offer. For locations and hours, visit marlowfurniture.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to Steve Rudin in the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Steve, things warming up pretty nicely. A little bit of sunshine as well.
You got it. All depends on where you are, though. Temperatures a lot warmer south and west of D.C., nearing 80 degrees in Springfield and Fort Belvoir and Manassas. But then you head closer to the Bay, and it's only 64 in Annapolis. We will see plenty of sunshine, although clouds will roll in later this evening and into the overnight as temperatures fall through the 70s, the 60s, eventually landing in the mid-40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers on your Friday, 65 to 70 for a daytime high. We'll keep windy conditions in the forecast Saturday, gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour with high temperature just around 70 degrees. And by Sunday, we're only around 60 for a daytime high, so cooler, below normal readings. 72 in Gaithersburg, 78 in Potomac, and 77 downtown.
Thank you, Steve. It's brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Up ahead on WTOP, the Smithsonian wants you to take a trip to space through your phone. We'll explain. 321.
Every 20 minutes, a child is diagnosed with a critical illness. Kids like me. My name is Isaiah, and I am 9 years old, and I had a liver transplant. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic is granting my wish to swim with dolphins this summer, and I'm so excited. I love swimming and spending time with my family. Help grant wishes and change lives. Give today at dmvwishes.org.
Hi, I'm Tom Watson, CEO of Serco, and a proud sponsor of the Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic Operation Dreammaker program. At Serco, our core values revolve around our people, the important missions of our customers, and the impact we deliver for a better future. Supporting causes that help veterans and military families is something near and dear to our hearts, especially with over 20% of our colleagues being veterans, myself included. When Serco had the opportunity to partner with Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic, we jumped at the chance to support the Operation Dreammaker program. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic brings hope to nearly 400 children each year who are fighting critical and often life-threatening illnesses. And nearly 40 of those wishes granted are for children of our U.S. military families. During Military Child Appreciation Month, I ask you to please join Serco in supporting the Dreammaker program and help make an impact in a child's life.
For more information on how you can give back, please visit dmvwishes.org.
You're listening to WTOP News.
323.
Well, researchers, along with a Montgomery County nonprofit, are finding Latino families say
They need more trusted sources of information on preventing and dealing with substance abuse. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports in some cases kids and parents are on the same page.
Amy Lewin, a professor at the University of Maryland's School of Public Health, is the co-author of the survey of Latino families in Montgomery County. And among focus groups of young people, she found
most of them do turn to social media and sometimes to peers for information, and they know that that's not necessarily the best source of information.
Diego Uriburu, executive director of Identity, a nonprofit that serves the Latino community, said the parent focus group members also wanted information.
What's fentanyl? What are the opioids? How to identify when your child needs help? How to talk to your child?
The surveys took place between August and November of last year, and recommendations include coordinating school, community, and government efforts to address substance use in Montgomery County. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The Smithsonian is taking a new exhibit that's out of this world to Instagram. It features an interactive experience using 3D models of celestial objects collected by the Chandra X-ray Observatory and other telescopes. The museum says users will be able to view exploded stars and more through their phone's cameras while listening to data transformed into sound. And that's all being done through augmented reality. The effects will be free, available on Instagram for at least 6 months. Some will remain on the Smithsonian's website.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Well, the Commanders hope they find a star in the draft here coming up in just a few days. Yeah. Rob Woodfork.
No kidding. The Commanders held their pre-draft press conference a week before the big event in Detroit. And New England has already said today they're open for business, referencing the number 3 overall pick. But General Manager Adam Peters said point blank about what they're doing with the number 2 overall pick.
We feel great about staying at number 2. I don't see a whole lot of scenarios where we trade down, to be honest with you. Yeah, we feel great about sticking there.
Okay, there you have it. Washington, perhaps the key player in this draft, with 5 of their 9 selections coming in the top 100. And assistant GM Lance Newmark says Peters is the perfect navigator.
I've been really impressed with how prepared he was for this job, just how confident in he is in what we're doing as a team. And the most important thing is how prepared he is and how hard he works. Very even keeled and steady. There's very little fluctuation. Very poised, calm, and